And once again, this is the Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Hello?
Your Eminence, nice to see you.
Good to see you, Robert Q. Blob.
Here at Vinyl Rhetoric. On Facebook, it's Vinyl Rhetoric. Facebook.
VinylRhetoric@gmail.com.
And Vinyl_Rhetoric.
On Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah.
Nice.
I got it.
Way to get that out of the way.
Yeah, there's...
Find us on Podbean. Just Google search our name and you'll see us.
Yeah, you'll find us.
You can listen on whatever podcast grabber thingy you want. So, what's up?
I had my gal come in, you know, for my weekly twice cleaning.
Okay.
And I gave her one of our cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said her boyfriend's a truck driver.
Oh.
Got a lot of time to listen to stuff like that.
Cool.
And he does, so.
Oh.
I'm hoping to get some feedback.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that was a nice thing to do today.
Yeah.
You know.
I haven't handed out a card in a while.
It's been...
I talk about it. I just don't hand out cards.
Yeah, I keep them, but... And I have them available usually where I'm at.
Well, the other day, I went to play D&D. And I got to talking with the D&D crew at the end. I said something about doing a podcast. And we were getting ready to leave. And then, so we were done, so we could just talk about that. And my brother goes, I didn't know you liked doing it that much.
Really?
Yeah, I was just going on, and I could do this, and I know about this, and this, and this, and...
Interesting.
Yeah, so I was going on and on about the podcast stuff.
Got it.
Thinking, because if they want to do a D&D type podcast...
Yeah.
I said, yeah, we'll get together, and we'll discuss it, and Chris is all, well, you know, we'd have to talk to everyone. I go, no, we can hash everything out and then present to them. So I'm just going, and this, and we can do, and so I'm like, yeah, because I like doing it. It's fun.
It is.
It's a blast. So I may be doing another podcast. It will not be nearly as extensive as this, because... We end up playing once or twice a month. I wonder. That's interesting. Because the guy we play at his house, he's going to the Philippines. I wonder if there's coronavirus scare over there. Or if when he goes over there, he's going to get stuck.
Good.
I just thought of that right now. I didn't say a word. I didn't say anything.
Could easily cost him
a
couple weeks.
I knew he was going on vacation there. His wife's... from the Philippines, and so he said something about.
Was he going there to find a wife?
No, he's already got one.
Got it.
From there, I think he probably met her when he was in the service.
Is he a mail carrier?
He is.
Was he?
He is.
Is he retired now?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. So.
No, I just small coincidence it would have been.
Yeah, of course. So anyway. So when I got done talking, my brother was all, you really like doing that. I didn't know. I mean, you just wanted to talk, you kept talking and talk, because sometimes I don't say a lot when we play. I mean, I may crack a lot of jokes, but when it got to a serious subject like that, I was like all in.
Got it.
So anyway, what's new with you?
Not a whole lot. This has been kind of a slow week.
Yeah.
You know, nothing really, you know, unbearable or ecstatic, so.
Well, I think, okay, so the last album you played was Shanana.
Yes.
And then I played The Fix, and then you played Jane's Addiction.
Yeah.
And you played I don't know, 12-inch single, an EP. I don't know. They have different names.
Yeah.
But because you played it, I thought, oh, I want to play something. So I have this, and I bought it. This came out in October of 83. I bought it sometime, for the sake of argument, we'll just say I bought it in November of 83. I know I bought it relatively soon. As soon as I saw it, it might have been because sometimes they would have in caps of records of new releases.
Right.
And I'd see stuff. Oh, I saw it. I'll pick this up. And I know my buddy, he picked it. He bought it as well.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure. Go ahead.
No. Go finish up, please.
No. You were going to say something?
But I lost it already.
You need to barge. Just go full on bull in the China cabinet, China shop. Just go for it.
Okay.
Because I think a slightly better chance of remembering what I'm talking about than you do.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair.
So if you just, if you think, if you have a thought, don't be Mr. Nice Guy. Just get it out and I'll stop.
Okay. Roger that.
Yeah, so you played, the way you played it, I thought, oh, that's, I'm playing the whole album.
Okay.
It's a total of 3 songs.
Right. Because 12 inches were.
What?
Two on one on the other.
Okay. You're making this into some sexual innuendo.
No.
12 inches, two on one, one on the one, two on the other. Yes, I got what you were saying. I don't know. Is that what you were going with?
No.
That's what you came out with.
No, because every time you hear the word single, well, it's the one song that they're putting out there, and then there's usually that B-side, you know. Or,
okay, that's
where I was going.
Okay, that's a fair assessment. This is not that at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll explain it as we go on. I don't even know if you're going to guess who it is, or it's going to be interesting to see what you guess, because I think you might have some guesses.
Okay.
It's something. When I went home that night, and then the next morning while I was making breakfast, I recorded it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I did one side, went back. You know, knocked whatever I was doing, went back and did the other side, and as I was listening to it, I had one thought: you're gonna love this. You will love it. I think, and I'll explain some things about that because I knew what I was getting, sort of.
Okay.
I knew what it was.
Right.
But I thought of it completely different than what it actually is.
Oh,
maybe something like that. As we play it, you'll see.
I get it. Okay.
It's like I said, 3 songs. The first song is actually there was, I think, I don't even know where, when rather, but I think in England, at some point, there was. Sci-fi series broadcast in England. Japanese visuals, British soundtrack, including music by Paul Bliss. The heroes pilot space vehicles, which can assemble into a giant robot for land battles. The aliens fly fantastic insect-like craft, which spawns smaller fighting machines, all intent on possession of the secret of F-01. Having been introduced to all this by my small boy, this is one of the guys that played on this, I became equally obsessed by it and formed the idea of making a hard rock version of the title theme.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't know the show. I've never seen the show. It's called Starfleet. I was unfamiliar with it, but clearly I guess if it's in England, this individual knew it, and his boy watched it. You know, it's like my kids watching something. Like when I came home from, I'd come home for lunch, and my daughters and my wife would be watching Friends.
Okay.
I wasn't really into Friends.
Yep.
But watching it, I was there for, you know, stuck there for lunchtime, and I'd watch and go, oh, that's funny. And so eventually I got into it, and so I watch all the Friends. I saw the Friends, and I like it. It's pretty good.
It's a good show, yeah. Yeah.
So I think this situation is probably similar, where the kid's watching something. Like, my son and my brother have been watching some anime show, Japanese anime, and I forget what I was doing. I was doing something out there. Maybe I was on my computer, and they were watching it, and I kept looking up like, what the hell are you guys watching? So, you know, and I think it's getting introduced to something and by somebody, and then, oh, I like that. I never ever pursued trying to find any more information about the show. I knew what it was just from when I got this album. But was never, you know, in 83, we didn't have access to a lot of.
Well, and you said it's Starfleet?
That's the name of
the show.
The show, yeah.
Because that's a reference to Star Trek.
No, it's not. Well, yes, Starfleet is.
They're part of Starfleet.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe it came from.
I'm just saying, like, it's a UK version.
But it's a kid's cartoon, I think. Sci-fi series for kids of all ages. Japanese visuals, and British soundtrack. So, maybe, I always assumed it was, because it said sci-fi series broadcast in England for kids of all ages. I thought it was a cartoon. Yeah, for all I know, it could be a live action type thing.
Right.
But when it says, like, the aliens fly fantastic insect-like craft which spawn smaller fighting machines, I just thought in 83 it would be more likely that it was a cartoon version. But I, you know what? Could be completely wrong.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Interesting. I will say that the cover. Oh, I'll show you the album cover. Hold on 1 second.
Alrighty.
So I got to cover up the. Do you have your album handy? Okay. So here is the cover. Can you see? Do you see that picture?
Yeah.
Does that kind of look cartoonish?
Yes.
So that's why I think I thought it was cartoon. So I'm assuming this is a picture of something from the show.
I would go with that, yeah.
So that's why I thought it was cartoon. I could be wrong, but I thought that was, I mean, it's kind of cool, the picture.
It's
kind of grainy picture. Like on the back, you can see the... like a spaceship here.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe, I mean, I don't know. That kind of looks...
It looks like stuff you can see today.
Yeah, it kind of does. So, I don't know.
On some of the new, like, Sling and...
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you watch The Expanse?
No. What is that on?
I think it's on Netflix.
Is it new?
It's been out a couple seasons.
Does it have... Is it still in... Is it still...
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, I think there's a starting...
Expanse?
Oh. The Expanse.
Well, because I like sci-fi. I started watching Travelers. Do you know what that is? Well,
I've heard of it, but yeah. I've never watched it.
And basically, there's only 3 seasons and it's done. It stopped in 2018. It was 2016, 17, 18. So I watched the first... I was just looking for something to watch, and I read the description. I like sci-fi, and it basically it's people get sent back from the future. You're going to die in a car accident. Somebody gets sent back into your head right before you die, and then they, from the future person, is taking over your body. But you were going to die. That's why they know who's going to die.
Wow.
And they're trying to stop the catastrophe that's going to be in the future.
Got it.
For them.
Got it.
So I like it. I mean, I like sci-fi, so it's cool. We've watched the first 2 seasons, one season left to go. But then my son told me, he goes, do you like that? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, you should see this other show. Oh, Lost in Space. I said, yeah, we've already watched the second season. He says the second season's out. Yeah, it's, it was out in Christmas time. And then he said this one, and you also mentioned this with your son, your youngest, Altered Carbon. So I haven't watched it yet, but
oh man!
So I'm planning on watching that one.
You'll like it.
Yeah. So
it's unique.
I like finding stuff and just checking it out, and then I don't know, binge watching, but we'll just watch one program for a while, and then.
I just binge watched The Hunters.
I want to see that. Was it good?
Yes.
Yeah. On Amazon Prime?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. I want to see that.
Al Pacino's great.
Did you like The Boys?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Have
I
you
did.
Finished it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I
can't wait till the next season's out.
I think I talked to you a little bit about it, but you didn't know about it at the time. And then when you mentioned it to me, I was like, oh, yeah, it was totally. Yeah, that's like. So the way I watched that is I saw every time we were watching something, I want to watch that.
Oh,
and
yeah?
We went through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I played the first like one or two episodes.
Uh-huh.
And when I hit the third episode, I was like, okay, I'm all in.
Yeah.
And I just kept watching. I think I watched it in one day.
I love when that one dude is holding his girlfriend's hands. And the next thing you know, all he's holding is her hands.
Yeah.
and then whatever his name, not Dynamo, but the fast dude.
Yeah.
Ran into her and you just see the slow motion specks like splat.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I was hooked after that.
Yeah.
I was like, sweet.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah. And then whatever that the dude, the Star Trek dude.
Zachary Pinto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the trench coach English dude? No. Zachary Quinto he's from Star Trek. No, the guy he plays Bones on the Star Trek.
Oh yeah.
He's I don't know what his name is.
I can't think of it.
But he was good in that.
Okay.
He's the main guy. He's okay. The guy that is recruiting everybody.
Got it. There's one season out. You need to see this one called Almost Human.
Almost Human?
Yeah.
Oh, that's on Netflix, I think.
With Carl Urban.
That's who it is.
That's why I'm thinking of this one. Yeah.
Okay, you can't think of his name when I'm talking to you about it in The Boys, but then you come up, but there's this other show you might like. It stars Carl Urban. Wait a minute. That's the guy's name. I can't think of it, but you can think of it, but you can't think of it.
I can think of it, but I can't think of where I think
of
it.
Dude, what the hell? That is crazy. I'm trying to describe Carl Urban, and I can see in your eyes you don't know who I'm talking about, but you know who I'm talking about. But then when you talk about some other show that he's in, you should see this show with Carl Urban. I'm sure that's his name, right? Carl Urban is the guy from The Boys.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
I think he is.
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. Yeah, pretty sure. Let me see.
I'm trying to think of the character that he is in that show.
Yeah, it's him.
Okay.
He's in The Boys. And Almost Human. Birth name, Carl Heinz Urban.
Carl Heinz.
Yeah. Born in Wellington, New Zealand.
Wellington.
Anyway, so the fact that you try and tell me, I'm like, I couldn't think of his name, and you said, oh yeah,
you should see this one. This movie, it's a TV show.
Yeah, like we got it. So is The Boys. So
have you seen Man in the High Castle?
I've not watched it. I want to watch that bad. Have you seen it?
Oh yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
Did you watch? Have you watched everything? Because it's a few seasons in.
Yes.
Is it still going?
I think it's coming out. The last season's coming out.
The end?
Yeah.
Okay. I think
it's gonna be the end. Or maybe I've seen the end already.
Well.
No, I don't think so, because I heard they were talking about some things that are going to happen.
Hmm. Yeah, I want to watch that as well.
It's a little slower than
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's intellectually stimulating.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, Japan and Germany are in the U.S. and we lost the war.
Yes,
we did. We're in the middle.
Yes,
or the free America, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
Yeah, I know what it's about. I know Japan's on the West Coast, Germany's on the East Coast, and
Germany wants it all.
Do they?
Oh yeah.
Shocking.
Go figure. Yeah.
So yeah, I want to watch that as well. All right. So, anyway, you want to hear the first song?
I do.
So the first song is called Starfleet. So let me start it up.
Gotcha.
We'll be right back.
kind of flavor to Rush.
Okay.
Now, did you say this is an album? Yes.
It's a 12-inch.
It's a 12-inch. Okay.
You saw the album cover.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess it's an album.
It's
yes.
12-inch. Okay. So, and you said this was a rocked up version of the opening.
That is. Yeah. That is.
Okay.
The other two songs I don't think are
as
anything.
Like, okay.
I'm not even sure.
Okay.
I mean, I could tell you. I'll tell you later, but
we'll hear it.
Yeah, you'll hear.
Okay. I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean,
my opinion. Worst song on the side. Worst song on the album.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I like it. I really like it, but it's not. I don't think it's the best song.
Okay.
I don't think you will think it's the best song either.
After I hear the others?
Yeah, after you hear the others.
Okay.
I think you'll like the other ones better.
Huh.
Yeah.
It really had kind of a extraterrestrial kind of fling to it.
Yeah, well, I think because he's working with something and just rocking it up. I don't know what the regular sounds like.
Right, yeah.
So I think he's...
No bass line to go with.
Making it more hard rock or right. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of music that was. He's making it more...
Space Rockets.
Yeah. He's making it more jazzed
spacey.
Up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because I didn't really think it was that spacey.
Now, did you say he was inspired by his kid?
His kid watched the show and then he saw his kid watching it and started watching it.
Okay.
So... I know there's show opening songs that I kind of like I like that song. So I could see him, especially in this, in the 80s, early 80s or whenever he saw it, they don't have DVRs so they can skip past all that. It's right. You have to watch the whole thing and you have to be there when it starts.
Yeah.
Probably not recording it. So I think that, you know, you see this, oh, I like that, you know, it's catchy, or I want to, you know, my son likes it, I want to jazz it up for him, you know, make a longer version or more rock version.
Right.
And so I think that's what that song was constructed by somebody else. I think that the other two songs are not by anybody that so the Nick song is by the guy that wanted to do the first song. He's the sole writer.
Okay.
So the first song is written by Paul Bliss, which is the guy from that wrote the Starfleet thing, and it just was arranged by this guy. The second song is by this guy, and the last song is by the whole group of all the characters in the
right.
band.
Yeah.
So, you ready to hear the next song?
Yeah, I am.
So the next song is "Let Me Out."
Let me out.
certainly like the blues at the end.
The what?
The blues at the end.
Okay. Now we run into the problem I had. So I bought this in 83. This is just rock to me. This is why I liked it. I didn't know it was blues.
Okay.
So, I've had this album for a long time. I know who the musicians are. You don't.
Okay.
Do you know it? Do you have any guesses?
Nope.
So, do you want to know or do you want to, I will tell you.
Tell me.
Do you want to know now or do you want to know later? There's one more song. The last song is the name of the song, and that's the whole second side, Blues Breaker.
Oh, this is Blues Breaker.
No, that's the name of the song.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Let's see. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4. I won't count. There's one guy that does backing vocals on the first song.
Okay.
That you would, you know who it is, but you would, I didn't really couldn't tell. But there's five people in the band.
Okay.
I think, I know it says it. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. One guy, the guy, there's a keyboard player, is a session keyboard player, who I know he played on a tour of some band. I know he played on tour with this band.
Okay.
Well, it says two tours, but I knew he played on tour with the band.
Okay.
His name is Fred Mandel.
And I was brothers.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think he plays keyboard on one of the albums on the tour. Oh, no, that's what it says. It says on the world tour and on the album. I've seen his name on the album, so I knew he played on this album, this one album. I knew that one. Phil Chen,
yeah.
Sessions bassist who played with.
I want to say he played with the Smashing Pumpkins.
Jeff Beck, and Rod Stewart.
Oh, okay.
So this is 83.
That's true.
So Rod Stewart, we played.
Yes.
That's
where I heard that name.
So the other three guys. I played an album by each of the other three.
Okay.
But in their groups. So the name of this album is a Starfleet Project. The group is Brian May and Friends.
That's why it sounded like Queen.
So
the opening, the beginning of that song. I go slot in their voices and Brian May's riffs.
And
this is Queen.
When she went back, it was playing, and I she didn't know who it was, and she came back. She goes, I knew who, when I was walking back, I knew who it was by the guitar. I didn't know the other ones. So you know that guy. I played Queen.
Yes, you have.
The Fred Mandel plays keyboards on the Works album by Queen. And he's on the Hot Space tour, world tour, which would have been the one I would have seen if I saw them. So then there's another guitarist. I played them in episode 6. Considered one of the greatest guitarists of all time. Name a guitarist.
Neil Sean.
Okay, that's a good guess. I didn't play Journey, you did.
So do you play?
One of the greatest guitarists of all time.
You're going blank again.
You can't think of any guitarists. Eric Clapton.
Okay.
That's not him.
Jeff Beck.
Well, I said his name, so no. Keith Richards. You can't think of a guitarist? Who's a great guitarist?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay, he sucks. Okay, that's a good guess. Finally, you came up with something. I played this group. It's named after him and his brother. He was married to Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh, okay. Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
So Eddie Van Halen's on this.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And then you won't know this one. Alan Gratzer, he's a drummer for REO Speedwagon, who I played as well. Well, you probably don't even remember that I played Van Halen. Do you know that I played Queen?
Yeah.
No, you don't. So anyway.
What's that group you like?
So this is I'm going to read a little bit of what it says on the back of the album.
Sure.
Stop. What you have just picked up is not your normal kind of album. Not an album which has been thoughtfully pieced together by a coordinated band as a balanced and polished listening experience. Not a Queen album, not a solo Brian May album. It is a record of a unique event. On the 21st and 22nd of April 1983, five musicians from different backgrounds who had previously known each other only as friends played together for the first time, purely for fun. In listening to this record, I hope you will share in the excitement we felt. Starfleet is the theme tune for a superb TV sci-fi series broadcast in England for kids of all ages. Japanese visuals and British soundtrack, including music by Paul Bliss. The heroes pilot space vehicles, which can assemble into a giant robot for land battles. The aliens fly fantastic insect-like craft, which spawns smaller fighting machines. All intent on possession of the secret of F-01. Having been introduced to this all by my small boy, I became equally obsessed by it and formed the idea of making a hard rock version of the title theme. A few months later, I found myself in Los Angeles doing very little. I suddenly realized that four musicians, with whom I'd long wanted to play, were at the end of a local telephone call. To my great surprise, they all liked the ideas I had, so I took my courage in both hands, booked a studio, and in we went. None of us had done this kind of thing before. No record company, no plans for a release, no backup organizations, just us, just for fun. In Starfleet, recorded on the first day, you can hear a kind of nervous exhilaration. The new situation produced a strange and different kind of energy. In Let Me Out, an old song of mine which found new life, and in Blues Breakers, which of course is purely spontaneous, you can hear a much more relaxed set of people just laying back and enjoying the fresh inspiration of each other's playing. I could have put these tapes away in the bottom of a drawer and kept them as a private record of one of the best experiences of my life, but the people I play them for have urged me to publish, and it will make me very happy if others can enjoy this stuff the way I have. I've attempted to hone Starfleet into something like a proper record. My thanks to Roger. Roger Taylor's the guy that sings backup vocals in it. My thanks to Roger for helping me with the chorus vocals, but I haven't messed one scrap with the tracking done on the day. The rest is simply mixed naked. In Blues Breakers, you can hear us smiling as we search for answering phrases. In the last solo of Let Me Out, Edward tortures his top string to its audible death and winds up quite naturally on the remaining five. The rest I'll leave to imagination. It's not too hard to figure out who did what. Thank you. Enjoy. Brian May. So
that's cool.
Yeah. When I found it, I'm like, oh, sweet. Van Halen and Brian May playing together. So you can see this is Brian May's guitar, Eddie Van Halen's guitar, and Phil Shen's bass. Yep. There's a picture of all of them up there. Some pictures, Starfleet Project, and it says, you know, it's got all of them, their names, but yeah. So anyway,
that's cool.
Yeah, I totally. When I got it, I was like, oh, this is it. Just was a rocking album, I thought, or you know, EP,
right?
Or mini LP. That's what it says down here, mini LP.
Mini LP.
So I was like, oh man, I want to play that, but I can't. If I just play a side, I'm only going to play two songs or one song. And it turns out that when you did what you did, I'm like, oh, I want to play it. So
yeah.
So and I never, you know, it was rock to me. It wasn't blues. It was, I didn't know there was. To me, blues.
There was no distinction for you.
Blues
no,
would be no more something like
for you.
I think Muddy Waters or that would be blues.
Right,
even
yeah.
though this is a blues sound, and I know that now. Listening to this, I was laughing, going,
The Black Crows is blues.
I know,
now.
But I never thought of them. I just thought of them as like a cool sounding rock.
Okay.
So the last song, of course, is named Blues Breaker. And it says it's dedicated to EC, which is Eric Clapton. So
got it.
This is the last song.
Alrighty.
This is the second side.
Okay. and stunning.
Did you like that?
Oh, yeah.
I told you you'd like it.
Oh, yeah, that was...
So, when I played it, I'm like, that's totally... This is just rocks. That's all I heard was the
you heard the rock in it.
I you know, now I realize that it was a blues bass, but just hearing Brian May and Eddie Van Halen play guitar together was, oh, and then, you know, throw in the piano, the keyboards, the bass, and the drums. It's like, I was like all excited when I got it.
I can see why.
But, you know, I just never realized that it was blues. You know, that just was rock to me.
Yeah.
So
that's fine. Yeah.
So this is a perfect example. I told you that I didn't know what blues was. This is why I didn't know what blues was, because I just...
You heard this and didn't know.
Yeah, I just thought it was rock to me.
Yeah.
I mean, because it is rocked as well.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, yeah, I thought you might like it.
Oh, man, that was...
No, I knew you would like it.
That was...
Yeah.
To get those types of musicians that are at the top of their field...
To play together?
To play together.
Yeah.
With that fluidity.
What?
And there were riffs I heard on there that I've never heard anywhere before.
Oh, yeah?
Literally.
I have. Because I've heard this album.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, I would listen to this album.
So we're a lot closer in our musical.
Some of it.
Yeah.
I think I'm wider, but the two intersecting circles, there's intersection that you didn't know we had, I didn't know we had, because I didn't know what it was. So I like that sound. I could.
That's a cool sound.
I could dig that. I could listen to it all the time.
Oh yeah.
That's the kind of thing that I'm, sweet. I would put on the second side.
Okay.
That one we search and just hear, play that. But I like listening to the first, I like the first side as well.
The reason I like that first side was it really had a Queen flavor to it.
It did.
You know, and arrangement and stuff. And I thought, this could be Queen. And I was right.
Yeah, this could be.
I mean, if you slot in Freddie Mercury's vocals, you got Queen.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And that gives me a much bigger appreciation for Queen right now.
Well, I don't know if my friend told me about it or I saw it, but I knew he'd done this. And so when the album came out, I might have bought it when it came out. Because I know I bought it early.
Early, and it's...
You know, as soon as I saw Brian May, I'm like, I'm buying it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got Brian's main name on it.
Yeah, I knew it was Queen. I knew. Yeah. It's like when I bought Jeffrey Osborne, I knew that Brian May played the solo in Stay With Me Tonight. And I was like, I'm getting it. I didn't care. You know, I didn't even know who Jeffrey Osborne was.
Didn't matter.
It was Brian May was playing on it.
Yeah.
And I liked, I'd heard the song.
Right.
So I liked the song. I really liked it. So it was a plus plus. So, and then this one, I knew I liked Van Halen. And I knew I liked Queen and Brian May. So
you couldn't beat it.
Yeah, I don't think I knew at the time that the drummer was from REO. But it didn't matter. I was picking it up and I really enjoyed it.
So. Oh, I did too, man. I mean, I'm glad you brought that.
So I thought about playing it, but I didn't know what to do. And when you did your Been Caught Stealing, I thought, that's a great idea. I wake and play the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's probably a little longer than an album side would have been, but you know, we didn't talk as much. And
it was got great to hear music.
Some cool music. Yeah. I mean, just, you could hear him riffing back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
That was sweet. And I don't, I mean, I've never really thought about it, but, oh, there's Eddie, there's Brian, there's Eddie, and there's, you know, as I was listening now, I was really listening for that, and I could, before I was just, I liked it because it was just the whole ensemble together.
Yeah, but you start to hear the things individually.
Well, that's what I was doing here.
Yeah.
Before, I would just, when I've listened to it in the past, it's basically just crank it up and listen to it. The whole sound is one, and go, man, this just rocks. That's how I always, it rocks. So, yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, yeah. I really appreciate you bringing that.
Yeah. I don't know if you thought when I said I thought you'd like it, you thought I was joking or not.
No. I take it your face value and your word at that.
Well, I have joked around.
Well, yeah, but that's
this one was
expected. You know, I mean, I expect that from you. This, I'm like, oh, he really is into blues. He just doesn't know.
I didn't know it. Yeah, I dig rock, and so. This was just, you know, when he starts pounding the keyboards, I dig that. So and the guitar play was awesome. So
there wasn't anything about it that this album that you.
Yeah. So basically, what this side was, Blues Breakers, was essentially a jam session with.
Yeah, it's all
good
was.
Good musicians.
Yes.
That's exactly, I mean, that's basically what it was.
Yes, I agree.
And so I like that too. I thought I liked that aspect of when I got it and figured out what was going on. That, this guy's getting together. It's like, for me, the equivalent would be a pickup soccer game with guys that, you know, that I played with.
Yeah.
Or guys that I wanted to play with.
Right.
And,
right.
Oh, that guy's good. I want to play with him. So. Yeah, it was cool.
So, dude, you brought the right thing.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So, do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blues Blob.
Bye.
Later.